Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. It's spring, time to plant your garden, and that's one way to contribute to the Green Revolution. Michelle Obama has set the example by digging up part of the White House lawn to plant vegetables. Family gardens are the way to go. And I'm all for this idea. Last year I planted my tomato plants. Unfortunately, the squirrels ate them just before they were ripe enough to pick. The squirrels are little thieves. They stole all the apples from my apple tree, too. And the deer, they ate the tops off my pepper plants and my flowers. Back to nature gardening is not easy. When I was a boy on the farm, my grandfather kept our garden. I was required to hoe the weeds that attacked the peas and the beans. The potato bugs, they tried to eat the potato plants. I'm delighted to see the new emphasis on gardening. Some chickens in the backyard would be fine with me, and having a cow to milk, well, that might be a little too much. Locally grown farmer markets are wonderful, and I prefer to buy locally grown when I can. The value of having more people trying their hand at growing their own food is educational. They realize how difficult it is. It's back-breaking work. Your plants are under attack from weeds and insects and disease and animals. And you soon come to understand why most of our food is produced by commercial farms that specialize in the business. They have machinery and equipment, not just a hoe and a spade. They use crops armed with biotechnology traits to protect against pests. Our commercial business transport vegetables and fruit to us from California and Florida in the winter months. We process our beef and pork and plants with all the necessary equipment to cool and preserve the product. When I was a boy, I remember butchering a pig on the farm, and my mother would can the meat. Today, we produce food that is safer and more affordable than in years past. We're not going back to the good old days. It might be fun, it might be good exercise, but it's not how we feed a hungry world. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.